Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Pierre-Yves Losecher. Before joining FinWave as CEO, Dr. Losecher was the president, CEO, and director of Nanometrics, a leading provider of advanced process control, metrology, and software analytics. He also held the CEO position for LumaLEDs, an integrated manufacturer of LED components and automotive lighting lamps. Dr. Losecher previously held senior executive positions at NXP and Philips Semiconductors and served as chairman of the board of Silvaco Group, a leading supplier of TCAD, EDA software, and design IP. Welcome to the podcast, Pierre-Yves.
Thank you.
First, can you tell us what originally brought you to semiconductors?
So, it's a good question, you know. My father, back in the 70s, was involved with a large French chemical company, was supplying some of the first chemicals that were used in the semiconductor industry, you know, the acids and required for wet cleaning in the early processing of semiconductor. There was a lot of wet processing. So my father was involved in that. And while I was going through engineering school, he told me it might be a good idea to go into semiconductor because the industry would grow enormously and it could be very exciting to be in that industry. And I followed his guidance and entered the semiconductor industry back in the early 80s, you know.
Yeah, I joined in the early 80s as well. It was, you know, I'm in Silicon Valley, so it was quite a popular thing to do, but that's a great story. So let's start with the technology. What is FinWave's core technology?
So, you know, FinWave was founded in 2012 by two MIT scientists, Professor Thomas Palacios and Dr. Bin Liu. And the core technology was developed first at MIT, then after they founded the company at FinWave. And the core technology of our company, of FinWave Semiconductor, is GaN on silicon technology. And by GaN on silicon technology, we mean the epitaxial structure of the wafers, you know, the stack of layers from the silicon all the way to the GaN. It is the entire process technology as well as the device architecture. We have developed several proprietary GaN on silicon technology. One particular set of technology for RF switches, another one for power amplifier for telecom infrastructure application, and another one for power amplifiers for mobile handset application. We were the first one to introduce the FinFET in GaN on silicon devices in order to improve linearity, a characteristic that's really critical for power amplifier in almost any RF application. So a variety of technologies in GaN on silicon is the answer.
Oh, that's interesting, FinFETs. So how do you differentiate from other GaN companies?
So, you know, our RF switches, for example, if I start with the various products that we're working on, our RF switches have the fastest switching time and settling time amongst GaN devices. And in our first generation of switch products, we can operate up to 13 gigahertz and handle as much as 40 watts of power, you know. One other technology that we have, and we just had an announcement of a partnership with GlobalFoundries, is a proprietary MIS-HAMT, it's also called a MIS-FET architecture that we developed at FinWave, and it's absolutely unique and allows to build E-mode power amplifiers for mobile handsets in a low voltage technology. It was presented in May at the CS Mantec industry conference. I would say that currently most of the GaN companies focus on the GaN on silicon in particular, focus on power electronic applications, either with GaN on silicon or GaN on silicon carbide devices. There are much fewer GaN on silicon competitors in the RF space. And with our unique technologies, we're quite differentiated. We offer similar performance to GaN on silicon, but at a much lower cost.
All right. So what problems are you solving with your technology? Do you have case studies you can mention?
So, you know, if I start with the RF switches, we improve the switching time, the settling time, and the power handling. Our switches can handle up to 40 watt of power at frequency up to 13 gigahertz with our first generation of products. So this is quite differentiated compared to what exists today in RF SOI switches or gas switches. So much, much higher switching and higher power handling, you know, faster switching and higher power handling. For next generation, we're developing RF switches that will operate at even higher frequencies, up to 40 gigahertz, and that will be able to handle power levels higher than 40 watt. With our FinFET technology, which is a different technology we've developed, we can improve the linearity in power amplifiers by up to 10 to 15 dB compared to existing technologies. And then for the technology, we announced a partnership with GFON, which is our advanced 200 millimeter GaN on silicon E-mode misamped. With that platform, we offer really exceptional RF performance, delivering excellent gain and efficiency at sub 5 volt voltages, while ensuring uniformity across 200 millimeter wafers, 8 inch wafers. We expect this technology to replace GaAs, gallium arsenide, HBT power amplifier in future mobile handsets for millimeter wave and FR3 applications.
Very interesting. So on the business side, when will FinWave start generating revenues, and you know, what products and for which applications?
So we're sampling our first RF switches currently, and we're working on the full qualification and reliability testing, and we expect to start ramping up the revenue of these switches in early 2025. About 2 quarters from now. These RF switches are used in a variety of applications, from telecom infrastructure equipment such as base station, fixed wireless access, FWA, or customer premise equipment, CPE, but also what we call mil-aero applications, so satellite, radar, military communication, as well as test equipment and medical application, among others. We expect to ramp our first power amplifiers for infrastructure in the second half of 2025. So first half, the RF switches, second half, the power amplifier for infrastructure.
No, congratulations.
Thank you.
I was at the Global Foundries event last month. I'm very close to the Foundries, and I did catch your press release. Can you tell us a little bit more, you know, what does this agreement mean for FinWave?
So this agreement marks a significant milestone for FinWave. You know, by leveraging Global Foundries' extensive manufacturing capabilities and bringing FinWave E-mode mishamp technology breakthrough to their 200 millimeter volume production facility in Burlington, Vermont, we are unlocking large growth opportunity as we address the increasingly demanding wireless communication landscape. The partnership opens the door for further innovation and integration of an RF front end into a single GaN on silicon device. This has never been done before and has the potential to reduce cost and size, both of which are a premium in cell phones.
Great. So where is FinWave in regards to financing?
So for the first 10 years of the company, from when the company was founded in 2012, up to 2022, FinWave was financed by seed and angel investors for an amount of about $7.3 million. Then in 2022, in the summer of 22, we closed a Series A round of financing for a total amount of $13.4 million. So $20 million in investor funding. We also got $5 million from ARPA-E, the ARPA-E program from the Department of Energy. So for a total of $25 million in funding. We are approaching now the next round of financing, and we will be reaching out to investors in the coming weeks and months. So this podcast is very timely, and we will go for our Series B round of financing. This next round of financing will be important for FinWave to help us ramp up product revenues, as I mentioned, in early 25, increase our product portfolio in the different proprietary GaN on silicon technologies we have developed. This is the round that will help us fully transition from a technology company to a product company in the RF semiconductor space.
Wow, that's great. If you're out here in Silicon Valley, let me know. You know, this is where I reside, and I have a lot of contacts in the VC space, so it'd be a pleasure to help you.
Thank you.
Sure. Final question, Pierre-Yves. How do customers normally engage with FinWave?
So the most common way is to go on our website, you know, finwavesemi.com, where we have a lot of information. We have also a, you know, email or phone to contact us. The other way is to engage with us in conferences. We attend most of the microwave and RF conferences. And I would say once we have signed a few distributors, we expect a lot of the business will go through the distributors who will be our customer-facing arm going forward. So we're in discussion now with a variety of RF specialized distributors to represent FinWave and sell our product and provide also technical support going forward.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for a company, emerging technology companies. Thank you for sharing and thank you for your time. And hopefully we can have you back next year to get an update.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this podcast and shining a light on FinWave. It's not always easy when you're a startup and a small company to get exposure. So very much appreciate it. And it was a pleasure to answer your questions today.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.